People are universally deceived. By Charles Simeon. Do not let him who is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. Job chapter 15 verse 31. People are universally deceived through the influence of their own corrupt hearts, a tempting world, and a subtle adversary. And that deception manifests itself particularly in the trust which they place in lying vanities. They think themselves to be possessed of goodness and righteousness in such a degree as to warrant their expectation of happiness and blessedness in the eternal world. But if you dare to tell them from God's word that they are wretched, and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked, they will deny your opinions as utterly false, and ridicule them as madness. They have no idea that they need the influence of the Holy Spirit to enlighten their minds, or the blood of Christ to atone for their sins, or the grace of Christ to renovate their hearts. They do not perceive that in Jesus there is a fullness of all that they can need for time and eternity, and that in him alone there is wisdom for the blind, righteousness for the guilty, sanctification for the polluted, and redemption for the enslaved. Jesus is all of this to those who trust in him. Do not let him who is deceived trust in vanity, for vanity shall be his recompense. Job chapter 15 verse 31. Those who observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Jonah chapter 2 verse 8. This is what the Lord says: cursed is the one who trusts in man, who depends on flesh for his strength and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 5. Professing to be wise, they became fools. Romans chapter 1 verse 22. For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verses 19 to 21.